by transcription.
I've changed my mind. I'm not going on.
Give 1950 credit. The old boy really tried. But this boy 51 will be brighter because he knows about wonderful tide. He has the tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you a better washing job than any soap on earth, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose's orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Dick Ryan, Patrick Ian, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton scrapbook of satire, a story entitled A New Year's Puzzle, and it stars Red Skelton.
Fred, how are you standing up under the holiday strain?
Well, sir, Mr. Skelton, you know, I've been so busy, I forgot to ask.
Oh?
Tell me, did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, I want to thank you for your gift, too. It's just what I wanted, a bicycle pump. It'll come in handy if I ever want to fix any flats. In fact, I think I'll do a little work on your chest now.
Did you like the shorts I gave you?
Were those shorts? Mm-hmm. I thought they were slacks and I wore them bowling.
Well, so tell me, how are you going to bring in the new year?
I'll have nothing to do with it. I'll go to bed, wake up in the morning, and there it'll be. Just think, 1951 will soon come in.
Everywhere but Russian.
You know, I hear it's still 1946 over there. 1947, 48, 49, and 50 refuse to come in. Hey, I got one. Did you hear about Stalin? He called in a doctor and he says, I want some serum that'll make me younger. And this doctor says, well, I'm sorry, we don't have any serum that'll make you younger, Joe, but you'll give the people half a chance, we'll see that you don't get any older. Hey, how are you going to celebrate the arrival of 1951?
Oh, I don't drink and smoke, or I have any lady friends, so I shall just retire early.
Oh, really? Mm. Well, shall I help you turn down the lid on your box? Well, then. How will you bring in the new year?
Oh, just stay home and rinse out a few things.
Oh, I see. Say, that reminds me, take it easy on the starch and the stuff
here. Oh, yeah? Why, am I getting too much starch in your thing?
Yeah, last night I fell out of bed and broke my pajamas. Hey, look, turn on the radio. Let's be sporty about this tonight, just for old time's sake. What do you say?
And now we give you an address by His Honor who will speak on plans for the new year. And here he is, San Fernando Red.
Thank you. My friends, and you are my friends, this is a farewell for a year that has brought many changes. It was a good election year, and before I go any further, I would like to thank all of you who voted yes on Proposition No. Some in politics cut off their nose this year just to spite their faces, but it's just as well. Things around Washington don't smell too good anyhow. Some say that in 1950 that I yielded to crime, but I can prove that I've never done anything like that. In fact, since I've been in office, get this now, since I've been in office, I ain't done anything. And I don't intend to start now. I am an honest man. I came from an honest family. I have thousands of letters here to back up that statement. I'd like to read you some of these letters praising me for my honesty. But my spelling is very bad and I can't read my own writing. Let's talk about the future. There is a lottery coming. There is a lot in store. How the present situations will affect the price of Lydia Pinkham can't be told yet. I have a prediction now for 1951. And perk up your ears. I'm about to make a prediction. So get this straight. I'll have mine straight, too, if you don't mind. Remember, when I predict something, it usually comes true, so I am about to predict something. Now, let's see, what was I going to predict? Well, we'll forget it and give a little toast to 1951. Of course, I don't drink hard liquor myself. I never touch it. But I will touch my tongue to it tonight in good fellowship.
Boy, what a long tongue that guy's got. Get another station, will you?
We continue our celebration for the new year with a number from Dave Lowe's and his orchestra playing Tumbling Tumbleweed.
You know, these days, some women use the new no-rinse method of washing clothes.
I do, and it works wonderfully with Tide.
On the other hand, lots of women still rinse.
Tide plus rinsing. I'll stick to that.
Yes, one woman uses the no-rinse method, the other doesn't. But did you notice they both use Tide? Because whether you wash with rinsing or without, Tide does a better washing job than any soap on earth. In short, you can wash whichever way suits you best. Either way, Tide gets clothes dazzling clean.
Tide gets white shirts and sheets and table linen sparkling white.
Tide makes washable colors look bright and fresh. And Tide washed clothes dry, so soft and fluffy. Smell so sweet and clean.
And ironing them is so smooth and easy.
Yes, Tide takes everything you wash. White things, colored things, light things, heavy things. Tide gets them all miracle clean. You see, Tide first gets the dirt out of clothes. Then keeps that dirt suspended in the wash water. So you wring out the water and the dirt at the same time. Something else. Unlike soap, Tide never leaves dulling soap film. So you get a wash that's bright, fresh and clean. Try Tide, and try it with whichever washing method you like best.
With rinsing or without rinsing.
Either way, Tide does a better washing job than any soap on earth.
Tide in, dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Now leave it on, there may be some news on.
Here is a recording of a meeting at the United Nations wishing everyone a Happy New Year. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. That was the wrong record. That was the peace conference talk. And so, that is the end.
Shut it off, will you? Who's that?
Happy New Year, everyone.
Oh, Happy New Year, Rod. How are you, boy?
Well, are we all ready to go out and paint the town blue?
Yep. Yeah. I'm glad you said that. I'm getting so ashamed of the color, I'm going to change my name to Whitey.
Say, what are these pictures on the wall?
Oh, there are a lot of pinup pictures. I've redecorated my room here. There's all pinup pictures.
I didn't know you could make so many different faces. Hey, you don't look bad posed with that phone there.
That's the Esquire calendar.
Hey, here's something that might interest you. A picture of Mr. Skelton and he's a clown with the Hickenback and Wallace Circus.
Yeah.
Hey, look at those funny big false feet he's wearing.
Those aren't false feet. Those are his own. I know. I used to help him wash the part he couldn't reach.
Hey, what do you want to see me about, O'Connor?
Well, look, Willie Lump-Lump has disappeared and his wife's hysterical, and I promised her I'd look for him.
Well, don't worry about Willie. He's all right.
No, I promised Willie's wife that I'd find him, so I'll see you later.
Look, he's working.
I wonder where I should look for Willie first. Oh, here's Clem Cadiddlehopper's fix-it shop. Maybe Clem has seen him. Oh, Clem!
Yeah, here I am.
Happy New Year, boy. I got to get back to work here. I don't know what I'm hammering on here, but I got to fix it. Boy, it sure looks like it's in bad shape, don't it? Wonder what it is. Oh, now I recognize it. It's my thumb. Well, I guess my hitchhiking days are over now.
Howdy, Clem.
Howdy. How are you? Can I be of any service to you, sir? If you're smart, you'll say no.
Clem, what kind of repair work do you do here?
Well, don't you read the sign on my door?
Well, yes, I read it.
Would you read it to me?
How stupid can you get?
What's that?
I said, how stupid can you get?
Well, that's pretty hard to tell. I ain't fully developed yet. That's too fast for him. He didn't get that one at all.
How's business, Clem?
What? Huh?
How's business?
Please remove your hat and have a little respect for the dead, will you? Keeps up the way it's going, I'm going to have to hire another man.
To help take care of the customers?
To be the customer. But it's better than the job I used to have, you know.
What job was that?
I used to be a door-to-door salesman. Hmm? I sold doors to dopers.
Say, look, Clem, I stopped in to ask if you've seen Willie Lump-Lump. He's disappeared.
Well, no, I haven't seen Willie since he used my bathtub to whip up some concoction for New Year's celebration. He left a whole big jug of it back there.
He makes his own stuff?
Sure, he makes it himself and he drinks it himself. That way he cuts out the middleman. Well, look who's coming in the door. Somebody must have had a nasty accident. Yes?
Howdy, Clem!
Well, you. How are you, lover girl?
Well, Clem, I was hoping you'd take me out to some classy nightclub to bring in the new year.
No, I don't care to go to them snooty restaurants. They always make me wear a necktie, and I look silly in a necktie. Especially without a shirt.
Oh, Clem!
Mm-hmm.
When did you get the new pot-belly stove?
That ain't a pot-belly stove. That's Rod O'Connor.
Hello, Daisy June.
Oh, hello, Mr. O'Connor. How chummin' to see you again.
Oh, why don't you stop that stuff? Every time you meet a good-looking man, you start putting on airs. Which reminds me, I ought to open the window a little.
Would you care to kiss my hand, Mr. O'Connor?
Now, Daisy June, how dare you to let another man kiss you on the hand?
Well, now there, don't be jealous, Clem. You're the only one I let kiss me on the lips.
That's just it. I want the same break that the rest of the guys get. And as for you, you overstuffed Hollywood coyote.
Now, look, don't get mad, Clem. Daisy, June, and I mean nothing to one another.
That's right, Clem. You're the only man in my life.
Oh, is that so? Well, I happen to know that by accident the other night, I was sneaking by your house, and I happened to peek in. You see, I'm a peeping Tom at heart. Or sometimes I peep when I should have Tom. But I happen to see another man. I happen to see another man sitting at my place at your table, eating peas with my knife and drinking coffee out of my saucer. Now our engagement is through. I'll have back my cigar band if you don't mind.
Oh, don't be like that. I want to marry you.
Well,
I want to be the mother of your children.
Why, this is silly. I don't have any children.
Look, now look, you two kids go out and have a good time.
Oh.
Don't bring the new year in fighting.
Well, that's a good idea. DJ, I'm sorry we had a little argument. Say, there's a bottle of Willie Lump Lump Nerve Tonic back here. Shall we celebrate?
Well, but just a nip, because it's New Year's.
Okay. Here you are, lover girl. It's just like water. No kick to it at all. Practically nothing.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Here goes.
She flew right out the window.
Yeah.
How are you going to get her down? Well, do something.
Well, don't get excited. I know what to do. Hello, operator. Give me the Fort MacArthur anti-aircraft battery, will you?
I'll see you later. If you see Willie Lump Lump, ask him to call his wife.
Happy New Year.
Hey, taxi.
Oh, did you ring, sir?
Well, Cauliflower McPug, the battling bird boy. How come you're driving a cab, Cauliflower?
Boy, I'm driving a cab for my grandmother. It's her cab, you see. It's not my cab. She's skating in the roller derby tonight, you see.
Your grandmother roller skates?
Yeah, she used to be a rattler, but she had to give it up. She started hearing bells and clugs, you know. Boy, when that happens, you'd better give up the fight game when you talk. You just, don't answer that phone. I know who it is.
Well, tell me, Cauliflower, have you been fighting again?
Certainly I've been. Ain't you heard? All my fights are being televised now. How about that? I'm being sponsored by a mortuary. At the end of every bout, I get lay there while they read the commercial.
Well, I thought you'd given up fighting
by now. No, I couldn't do that. You see, fighting's in my blood. What's left of it, you know. Did you hear about my fight in St. Louis? At the end of the first minute and a half, I was still on my feet, so they stopped the fight and gave me a saliva test. They thought I was dope, you know. I wanted to win that fight, too, for my kid that was born the day before.
You and your wife have a new baby?
Well, you don't think we got a second-hand one, do you?
Boy, are you punchy.
Oh, you think I sprung my mainspring, huh? You want to see them rattlers down at that gymnasium. You know what they did this year?
No.
They all hung their stockings up on the mantel, see? And then one guy dressed like Santa Claus, a silly bum, and trying to slide down the chimney.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's no fireplace in that gymnasium. I know. I carry out the ashes every week.
Hey. Cauliflower, did you hear about Willie Lump Lump disappearing?
Yeah, but nothing to worry about. I happen to know he's okay.
How do you know?
A little bird told me. Back now, he's blabbing off his mouth again.
Hey, look, Bird Brain, can you drive me over to Junior's house?
Oh, sure. You think maybe he's there, huh? Hop in.
Cauliflower, are you sure you know how to drive this cab?
Sure. Whoops. Oh. No, I knew it.
Now, why did you pull over to the curb and stop?
Well, didn't you hear that police whistle? You're probably going to give me a ticket for not stopping at that railroad crossing. I heard the bell ringing, but I thought I could make it.
What railroad crossing?
You can't hear it ringing, that bell back there? They must hide them things. I always stop for the train when I hear the bell ringing, but when I look around, it's never near.
Oh, I give up. I'm going out and for a walk.
Oh, okay. I'll see you later. Oh, that poor guy. It sure must be tough walking around conscious like that. Oh, there goes Santa Claus back to the North Pole. Bye, Santa Claus. Happy Jingle Bells.
Gee, the more I hang around with that McPug, the more I think I'm beginning to hear things. I could swear I hear Dave Rose and his orchestra playing the Habanero from Carmen with Rafael Mendez, the world's greatest trumpet player.
A new deal in the dishpan, that's Tide. Yes, Tide has really done things for dishwashing. That grease problem, for instance. Tide's death on grease not only cuts it amazingly, but actually seems to make it disappear completely. You work in water that feels fresh and clean, and you get such pleasant results. Why, dishes and glasses rinse and dry clear and bright. That's because Tide, unlike soap, leaves no dulling film. Dishes come out sparkling clean. Yes, cleaner than any soap will get them. And say, if hard water's your problem, forget it. Even in hardest water, Tide works amazingly. Gives oceans of suds that come fast and last long. Really stay on the job. And are kind to your hands in the bargain. So try Tide for dishes. Get the new giant economy size package. For more convenience, more economy, fewer shopping trips. Yes, buy the giant package tomorrow and try Tide in your dishpan.
Boy, me tricycle sure can go fast since I make a hot one.
Yeah, yeah, boy.
Junior, stop riding your tricycle in the house. Now, what did you break?
You know that bass with Whistler's mother on it?
Yes.
The old gal just had a nervous breakdown.
for 2 cents, I'd make you stay home and not let you ride down to the store with me.
Oh, you going to drive the car?
Yes.
Oh, good. Say, Pop must have done pretty well last night with those parked cars and that siphoning hose, huh?
Junior, your father doesn't siphon gas.
Oh, don't tell me he got those hollow cheeks from shipping spaghetti. Can I drive the car?
How many times do I have to tell you you're too little?
Well, I know.
You wouldn't know what to do if you had to stop real quick.
Yes, I would. I would do the same as you and the California drivers does. Pick out something cheap and run into it. you know, Pop doesn't like the way you park that car, he
oh,
does.
No.
No, he don't.
Well, at least I park better than he does.
Well,
don't I? Well, don't I?
Look, kiddo, if you want to smack me, go ahead and smack me. But don't trick me into it.
Come on, let's go.
Okay, let's go. We're going to...
Oh, my stomach.
Hey, look, Fatso. Why don't you ring the doorbell? Let us know you're here or something. What were you doing, peeping when you should have tongued?
Well, I was just about to ring the doorbell.
Oh, come on, Imran. Well, what's wrong?
Well, I've been looking for Willie Lumplup, and I just wondered if you'd seen him.
We never could see him.
Well, have you checked the police?
Yes, hasn't been booked for 2 days.
Well, you... Oh, that was a goodie. That was a goodie. No place for it here, yeah. But that was a goodie. Hey, you is in luck, you know. I just happen to know a real good disinfective. A detective.
Who?
Well, don't laugh, but all me buddies call me Sam Bulldozer. Yes, sir. Gene Fowler says I'm much better than Sam Spade, you know. Wait till I go put on my disguise. And I'll show you what a detective
I am. That's humor, Rod. We don't want to hurt his little feelings, huh?
Well, I'll go along with a gag, but I wish I could gag him.
Here he comes. Now act impressed.
Well, you I is back. You didn't know me, did you?
Oh, Junior, what a wonderful disguise.
Yes.
I'd hardly recognize you. No. How did you do it?
I shaved.
What?
I shaved your fur coat.
Oh!
Now let's start the detective work. First, I get me magnifying glass. Now, as we say in the skunk patrol, I have picked up a scent.
Okay, now where are we going to find Willie?
Come on, everybody in the car. Everybody get in the car. There. Now.
Okay, Junior. Now where to?
Down to Low State Theater. And be careful, there's a woman driver in front of us. She's going to turn into that supermarket. I'll blow the horn. Look out! Boy, she was in a hurry. She didn't even get out of the car.
Now, look, Junior. If you ever touch that horn again...
Yeah, don't you hit me.
Now, how do you know Willie Lumplup will be at Low State Theater?
Well, he's working for Red Skelton, ain't he?
Yes.
Well, there's the theater. Look up on the marquee. Red Skelton Pictures, see?
Watch the birdie.
Watch the birdie.
Well, that's funny. They have hundreds of pictures of Ann Miller, Pamela Britton, and Arlene Dahl, but none of Red Skelton.
Well, if you had a jewelry store, would you put salami in the window?
Let's take a look inside the theater. Maybe Willie is in there.
But the theater doesn't open for a couple of hours yet.
Let's look in anyway. Say, Junior was right. There's Willie sitting in the front row of the theater asleep. Hey, Willie!
Gosh, get up! Oh, fat boy, where you been?
Where have I been? Where have you been? We've been looking all over for you. You've been gone for 2 days.
2 days? Well, you see, I came in to see Skelton's picture, and after the 12th time, I fell asleep. I'm going to quit this job he gave me. You know, it wears me out. Starting the applause every time he comes on the screen.
This is Rod O'Connor reminding you that whether you wash with rinsing or without, Tide does a better wash day job than any soap on earth.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Ladies and gentlemen, Red Skelton.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of our sponsors, Procter & Gamble, and my entire cast, may we say Happy New Year, and we know that it will be because God is on our side.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program to the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is a copyrighted feature.
The Red Skelton Show came to you transcribed over CBS, the Star's address, the Columbia Broadcasting System.